USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Lots of new reaction to Joe Biden jumping into the 2020 race as the 20th Democratic candidate. President Trump telling Hannity on Fox News, Biden not the brightest bulb in the group. And on Twitter saying, welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. Liberal Joy Behar from ABC's The View says she's moved by Biden's announcement video.
That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
The former vice president saying he's running in a pre-recorded message. Listen.
I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are, and I cannot stand by and watch that happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down almost 135 points, the NASDAQ up almost 17 points, the S&P 500 down a point. President Trump with a fatherly message for kids on Take Your Child to Work Day.
Never take drugs, don't drink alcohol, don't smoke, enjoy your life, okay? No drugs, no alcohol, no smoke. All right? You don't need it.
The State Department offering up a $10 million reward for information on a terrorist organization. USA Radio's John Clemens explains.
That reward will be paid for information that would lead to a disruption of the financial mechanism of the Lebanese-based terrorist organization that receives weapons, training, and financial funding from Iran. I spoke to Michael T. Ivanov, Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security.
The purpose is to stem and go after people that are hiding or facilitating Hezbollah.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The NRA, once again, the target of a lawsuit. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
A gun safety group is suing over alleged campaign spending violations by the NRA. The nonprofit Giffords Law Center filing a lawsuit against the Federal Election Commission, saying it hasn't acted on its multiple complaints about the National Rifle Association. The group claiming the NRA made illegal contributions to President Trump and six other Republican candidates. And it accuses the NRA of using a network of shell corporations to, in the words of the lawsuit, unlawfully coordinate expenditures with those Republican campaigns. The FEC has declined to comment on the pending litigation, and there's been no comment from the NRA. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you can believe it, Iran reportedly wants to do a deal with the U.S. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Iran's top diplomat has offered the U.S. government a prisoner swap. Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Asia Society that Iran has yet to receive a response from the Trump administration.
All these people that are in prison inside the United States, on extradition request from the United States, we believe their charges are phony. The United States believe the charges against these people in Iran are phony. Why? Let's not discuss that. Let's have an exchange.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.